Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A public health emergency of international concern, or FEIC, has been declared by the World Health Organization, and this is not just any ordinary health emergency, but one that has the potential to spread across international borders, affecting multiple countries and thousands of people. The World Health Organization, or WHO, declared this FEIC on 17 May 2026 for an Ebola outbreak caused by the Bundibugyo virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo, specifically Ituri province, and Uganda, particularly in the capital city of Kampala. What makes this significant is that the spread of confirmed cases to Kinshasa, which is approximately 1,000 kilometers from the epicenter, and a cross-border case in Uganda's capital triggered the declaration. This is the ninth FEIC declaration in WHO history, counting both MPOX declarations separately. Now, let us look at the outbreak timeline and status. The current case count, as of 16 May 2026, is a critical piece of information, and it is essential to understand the scientific profile of the Bundibugyo virus. The genus Orthobolaviruses, formerly known as Ebola virus, comprises six species. First, there is the Jere Ebola virus, then the Sudan Ebola virus, followed by the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, the Tar Forest Ebola virus, the Resten Ebola virus, and finally, the Bombali Ebola virus. The Bundibugyo Ebola virus has several key characteristics. It was first identified in 2007 in the Bundibugyo district of western Uganda, hence the name. The reservoir host is presumed to be fruit bats of the Pteropodidae family, though this has not been definitively confirmed for the Bundibugyo strain. Transmission occurs through direct contact with bodily fluids of infected humans or animals, and it is not airborne. The case fatality rate, or CFR, is approximately 25%, which is significantly lower than the Zaire strain, which has a CFR of 50 to 90%, but still high. The incubation period is 2 to 21 days, which is the same across all Ebola species. Crucially, there is no approved vaccine or specific antiviral for the Bundibugyo strain, as the approved Merck vaccine, ERVBO, and the J&J regimen, AD26.ZEBOV-MVABNFILO, target only the Jere Ebola virus. But why does this matter? The Bundibugyo spread matters for several reasons. First, there is no existing vaccine, which means that the approved vaccines, such as ERVBO, are ineffective against the Bundibugyo strain. Second, the urban spread of the virus, particularly in a megacity like Kinshasa, which has a population of approximately 17 million, is exponentially harder to contain than forest outbreaks. Third, the cross-border case in Kampala, which is a transport hub, elevates the risk of international spread. And fourth, the healthcare system in Ituri province, which has been a conflict zone, is severely degraded, making it challenging to respond to the outbreak. Now, let us turn to the mechanism and significance of a FEIC. A public health emergency of international concern is defined under Article 12 of the International Health Regulations, or IHR, 2005, as an extraordinary event that constitutes a public health risk to other states through the international spread of disease and potentially requires a coordinated international response. The IHR 2005 is a legally binding international agreement under the WHO, which requires states to develop core public health capacities, such as surveillance and response. It is worth pausing here to note that all PHICs in WHO history are significant, and this is the ninth declaration. The previous declarations include the 2019 DRC Kivu and the 2024 MPOX redeclaration. Now, let us look at India's response to this outbreak. The WHO assessed India's risk from this outbreak as low due to several factors, including no direct flight routes from Ituri province to India, India's strengthened quarantine and surveillance systems post-COVID, and no confirmed travel links from Kampala to India during the outbreak period. Immediate measures have been activated in India, including airport thermal screening and isolation protocols for passengers arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, and affected African regions. The point of entry, or PO, surveillance under the IHR 2005 has been heightened, and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, or MOHFW, has issued travel advisories. India's biosurveillance architecture, which includes the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, or IDSP, the National Center for Disease Control, or NCDC, and the National Institute of Virology, or NIV, in Pune, is crucial in detecting and responding to potential outbreaks. The One Health framework is also relevant in this context. One Health is a collaborative, multisectoral, and transdisciplinary approach that recognizes the interconnection between people, animals, plants, and their shared environment. India is a member of the Global Health Security Agenda, or GHSA, and has committed to strengthening its One Health capacity under the National One Health Mission, which was launched in 2022. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The WHO has declared 9 PHIs in its history, including the current one. The IHR 2005 is a legally binding international agreement that requires states to develop core public health capacities. The orthobolaviruses genus comprises 6 species, including the Jere Ebola virus, the Sudan Ebola virus, the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, the Tar Forest Ebola virus, the Reston Ebola virus, and the Bombali Ebola virus. The IDSP, which was launched in 2004, operates across all states and union territories in India, monitoring 33 epidemic-prone diseases, including Ebola, cholera, dengue, and malaria. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology and health. The key concepts to focus on include the Ebola classification, the FEAC mechanism, India's biosurveillance architecture, and the One Health framework. Additionally, this topic is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers governance and international relations. The key concepts to focus on include the WHO's mandate, global health security, India-Africa relations, and the travel ban controversy. In conclusion, the declaration of a FEAC by the WHO is a significant event that requires a coordinated international response. The Bundibugyo Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda has the potential to spread across international borders, and it is essential for countries to be prepared to respond to such outbreaks. The One Health framework and India's biosurveillance architecture are critical in detecting and responding to potential outbreaks, and it is essential for UPSC aspirants to understand these concepts and their relevance to global health security and governance.